And we'd like now to introduce Bella Pearson from the Australian Lions Hearing Dogs Association. Hi, Bella, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And you've brought someone with you today. Who have you brought?
I have brought along Baxter, who is one of our hearing dogs in training.
Okay, and Baxter's what sort of dog, Bella?
So Baxter is a Labrador, but he was rescued from the Animal Welfare League, which is where we rescue all of our dogs from.
That's great. Now, just by way of explanation, guide dogs, hearing dogs, basically what's the difference?
So our dogs are like guide dogs for the deaf, so they have all the same access rights as guide dogs for the blind, so they can go into shops, restaurants, hospitals. And then the dogs are trained to alert their deaf owner to hearing. So say you have somebody knocking on your front door, the dog will hear the sound, go to the source of the sound, come back and physically touch their owner and then lead them back to the sound. With dogs Baxter's size, we train them to touch with one paw because you don't want a big Labrador barrelling down the hallway and jumping onto your lap. But with our smaller dogs, we'll train them to do two paws so the owner can actually feel that something's going on.
Okay, now to distinguish a hearing dog from a guide dog, they wear a very distinctive coat.
Yes, so all of our dogs wear an orange jacket, so they have do not pat on the side. As they are a working dog, we don't want all members of the public coming up and patting them. I know it's hard, but they are working. So, yeah, they have their distinct orange jackets. So whenever they are going into places where they're not usually allowed to go, they'll have their jacket on.
Okay, now you've been training Baxter for, what, 3 months or so?
Yeah, roughly around 4 months now.
And so he's almost ready to go?
He is almost ready to go.
And where's his new home going to be?
Down in Busselton in Western Australia. So down by the beach, I think he's going to love life. He loves water, so I think he's going to be one happy dog.
Okay. Now, according to the records, a hearing dog is placed every 14 days. Is that right?
It's roughly around that time. So we delivered 19 dogs last year, but we're the only training facility in Australia that's been accredited. So any hearing dog that you do see has come from our training centre. So they take roughly 6 to 8 months to train fully. And then when we deliver them, we have the Lions, sponsoring Lions Club, come together and do 3 months of follow-up training.
And all those snacks you're feeding him, what are they? Just an interest?
A couple of liver treats to try and get him to behave and settle down.
Okay. Now, it costs a fair bit to train one of these dogs, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so once they're fully trained, they're valued at $35,000. Now they are given away free of charge as a gift from Lions Clubs Australia.
Okay, and how do you raise funds to keep the Australian Lions Hearing Dogs Association going?
So I'd say about 85% of our fundraising is from Lions Clubs, and then the other percent is from public donations, so we're a complete non-for-profit charity.
Okay, and whereabouts are you located?
Up in the Adelaide Hills, so we've got about 10 acres up there, so all the dogs stay on premises in kennels there. So it's a good location. You can get from the city to the beach in roughly around half an hour, like everything in Adelaide.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Now, the dog owner themselves, when they go out with a hearing dog, they need to carry some sort of proof of the dog or what the dog does, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so when the dogs go out, they do have to have their orange lead, which says that they're a hearing dog. They have to have their jacket on, and then the owner will carry an ID, which has a photo of the dog, stating that it is an accredited dog so that they are allowed to go into shops and into restaurants.
And also taxis and things, I would imagine.
Yep.
Is that right? Just like a guide dog? All right. How many different sounds approximately can a dog hear?
Roughly 9. So we have a door knock, a doorbell, your mobile phone, your house phone, a whistling kettle, an alarm clock, a baby cry, and the smoke alarm.
And it only takes 3 to 4 months to get a dog to recognise all of those and indicate to the handler or ultimately the owner those individual sounds. Is that right?
So it takes roughly 6 to 8 months to fully train them before they're delivered. Baxter here is going out a little bit quicker than most dogs purely because he's just incredibly bright and has picked up his training really, really well. But, yeah, usually around the 6 to 8 months to fully train.
All right. We're talking with Bella Pearson from the Australian Lions Hearing Dogs. Now, you actually take the dog interstate?
Yes, so when the dog has found its new home, we send off photos to get approval from the new owner. And then with Baxter, since he is going to Western Australia, he'll actually be flying in the cabin on the plane with me. He's assigned a seat free of charge, and you're on the row right behind business class, so it's wonderful travelling with a hearing dog, not so much on the way back when you're stuck down row 29E sandwiched between people. So,
and what sort of reaction do you get from most people? Obviously, they want to pat the dog, I would think, and that's why the dog carries that a warning on their coat, on their jacket, isn't it?
Yes, so a lot of people do see them and go, oh, how exciting, it's a dog, like, let's go up to it. But I do find a lot of people these days are becoming better known with service animals, so they know the basic rules of not going up and touching the dogs.
Greater awareness over time.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, how many staff work at the hearing dogs?
So we only have about 7 staff at work. So we have our CEO, our training coordinator, we have 4 trainers and our kennel manager, and then we have 3 girls that casually work on the weekends to make sure the dogs are all looked after on the weekend.
Okay, so the dogs don't go home with you?
No, so we do have full kennel facilities at work, so the dogs stay at work all the time. They've got full heating and air conditioning, and then during the day they get to go out into one of the 7 dog yards that we have. They always get to go outside with a friend, so it's lots of play on the weekends.
Oh, it's a good thing for a dog, I would have imagined.
I think so.
Now, how do people contact you if they are looking for a dog? Is there a process people go through Lions Clubs, or how does it actually work if somebody's looking for a hearing aid dog?
So you can go through our website, which is Australian Lions Hearing Dogs, and we will send out an application in the post to you. You do fill out the application, then we will have a look through work, and then it will get to interview stage, and then we will be put onto a waiting list. Our waiting list is roughly 18 months at the moment, so it is a fair while, but unfortunately we just don't have that many staff at the moment. But no, we've done pretty well. We've just started up a puppy program, so hopefully we're going to get a few more dogs coming through. So we are looking for any foster carers at the moment, so if anyone is interested in becoming a foster carer, you can look up our website and get some more information about that.
Okay, and what is your website?
It's Australian Lions Hearing Dogs, so if you type it into Google it will come up. Otherwise we do have a Facebook page as well, if you just want to follow on and see what all of the dogs in training are doing.
All right, and your phone number is 8388 7836.
Indeed.
Okay, now, I had a question which has now escaped me. 18 months is a long time, a waiting period, so you've got applications from all over Australia for that period of time, is that right?
Yep, so from pretty much every state in Australia at the moment. So because we are the only accredited hearing training centre in Australia, so there's quite a high demand, and the more that people are finding out about us, the more that we're getting more applications in, which is fantastic for us. So,
all right, and getting away from Baxter, getting to you, how did you get into this?
Oh, I started working as a kennel attendant on the weekends, looking after the dogs, and I had it set in my mind that this is what I wanted to do. So any time I'd be there when other members of staff were working, I'd start nagging and start planting the seed that I was interested in working, and well, one thing led to another and I ended up getting offered a job, so it was fantastic. I love working there.
So it's the perfect way, really.
Yeah.
You were there, what, as a volunteer originally?
Oh, no, so I was paid casually on the weekends.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a lot of good timing on my behalf, which is fantastic, but no, it's worked out really well. But we do have a volunteer program that's just started up at work as well.
All right.
So they get to come in and play with dogs, which is wonderful.
And how many dogs have you trained yourself?
Myself, Baxter is my third.
Right.
I recently delivered one into Wild Catchem in Western Australia early on this year, and I just delivered another dog last week into Warrnambool. So Baxter will be my third dog to go out.
And last time we had someone come in, they had a dog by the name of Vader. What happened with Vader?
So Vader is living over in Western Australia, loving life. I'm pretty sure he's going quite well with all of his work as well. So I think he's due to have his final accreditation coming up in the next couple of months, so he'll be a fully fledged hearing dog by then.
And does someone from here go over for that final accreditation process?
Yes, so our training coordinator is the one who will fly over to Western Australia and do his public access test and make sure he passes his sound work and that he's behaving when he's out and about.
All right. Okay. We've been talking with Bella Pearson from Australian Lions Hearing Dogs. Now, if you want to get in touch with them, telephone number is 8388 7836, or look them up on Google, Australian Lions Hearing Dogs, and you're sure to find them. Thank you very much, Bella.
No worries.
And good luck to you and Baxter.
Thank you.